Chidi the Podcast, presented by Just Chidi Productions.
Hi there. I'm your host, Fondue.
Chidi here.
In this week's episode, we're going to talk all about new cheese.
Mm.
We're talking a little bit about old cheese,
yes,
new cheese flavors,
ooh,
and newly invented cheeses.
Whoa.
We're going to talk a little bit about road salt.
What?
We're going to talk about a cookbook,
ooh,
another recall,
uh-oh,
and McDonald's upside down buns.
Whoa.
And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
I love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 120, Nouveau Cheese, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. Before we get into brand new cheeses, I thought it would be interesting to talk about the world's oldest cheese.
Whoa.
According to TRTAfrica.com, the oldest residue of solid cheese was discovered in 2018.
Okay.
It was buried in a 13th century tomb,
whoa,
belonging to a mayor of the ancient city of Memphis.
Tennessee?
No, cheesy. It's an ancient city from Egypt. They say here they used something called mass spectrometry.
Okay.
They analyzed a few milligrams of a sample found in a broken jar.
Wow.
They described it as a solidified whitish mass.
Okay.
They determined the mass was a solid dairy product, and it was obtained by mixing cow milk with that of sheep or goats.
Holy cow.
And there was also a 2018 study that revealed that Neolithic people from the Dalmatian coast of Croatia may have been making cheese over 7,000 years ago.
Holy cow.
They once again found some remains on ancient pottery.
Really?
This pottery included sieves, which were most likely used to strain cheese curds from whey.
No way.
In 2012, there was a scientific paper released talking about a discovery of a 7,000-year-old pottery shard from Poland.
Jeez.
It had holes in it, and it looked very similar to modern cheese strainers.
Wow.
And this is around the world. According to this article, ancient Chinese cheese existed as well.
Whoa.
They think that the chunks of yellowish substance found with mummies in the desert are among the oldest pieces of cheese ever discovered.
Holy cow.
But the oldest edible cheddar was found in 2012.
Really?
Ed Zahn, a man from Wisconsin, was selling 40-year-old cheese.
Whoa.
He found this at the back of a cooler at his cheese shop.
Okay.
He found 40, 34, and 28-year-old cheddar that he had forgotten about.
Whoa.
He contacted the owner of Wisconsin Cheese Mart and asked if he was interested in buying the rest of the cheese.
Yeah.
Apparently, it sold out, and people who tried it said it was actually delicious.
Whoa.
And there's a legitimately edible cheese called Bito Storico.
Oh, boy.
At least I think that's what it's called. I'm so sorry, Italy.
Sorry, Italy.
This cheese is aged for up to 18 years.
Whoa.
With most of it sold being between 5 and 10 years old.
Wow.
A 15-year-old Bito was sold in China for $6,400.
Holy cow.
They say it's a combination of cow and goat milk.
Okay.
It's able to be aged even longer.
Whoa.
And according to this article, there are only 12 producers of this cheese in Italy today.
Wow.
Unlike the book Who Moved My Cheese that says the, yeah, quicker you let go of old cheese, the sooner you find new cheese,
huh,
I don't think we have to let go of old cheese in order to find the new.
Heck no.
Case in point, USAtoday.com talks about Kraft singles.
Okay.
And we talked about this a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
There are three new cheese flavors that are being introduced after 10 years.
Whoa.
One is jalapeno.
Ooh.
The other, garlic and herb.
Yum.
And caramelized onion.
Yummy.
They give some recommendations on when to use it.
Okay.
They say the caramelized onion singles would be good in a ham and cheese panini.
Ooh.
They suggest using the jalapeno slices in steak sandwich and the garlic and herb in chicken parm.
Ooh.
According to foodandwine.com, COVID actually spurred these two new cheeses.
Wow.
I'm going to butcher the name, but
hell
it's,
yeah,
La Bédigue,
oh,
de Nîmes.
Oh, no.
Is a French cheese. It was created by a cheesemonger, and it was to celebrate his homecoming to Le Gard in France.
Okay.
He contacted a dairy in the village of Lucerne and explained that he wanted a fresh ewe's milk cheese where the texture of curd was still present. He likened it to a compacted cottage cheese.
Ooh, yum.
He added salt. He washed it with wine.
Ooh.
And then he aged the cheeses in frilled paper cups inside of small round wooden boxes.
Neat.
He garnished it with raisins soaked in something else I can't pronounce.
Oh, boy.
The second cheese impacted by COVID was almost created by accident.
Whoa.
Laura Vaxelaire had a herd of 30 cows.
Okay.
And unfortunately, during the first lockdown, Many restaurants were closed, and their sales dropped by 80% within a week.
Oh, no.
They said, of course, the cows didn't get the message, and they just kept producing milk. So they kept making cheese, yogurt, and other products.
Ooh.
Their typical process was to wash and salt and turn the cheese every couple of days.
Oh, sure.
But they were becoming overwhelmed by unsold cheese.
Oh, no.
So they let a bunch of cheeses age undisturbed for a month without following the normal aging process.
Whoa.
Just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And apparently they became a completely different cheese.
Whoa.
This new cheese developed a spotted gray rind, which is not traditional to the area.
Okay.
When they tested the new cheese, they found it had a runny texture on the inside of the rind, but a chalky center.
Okay.
They said it tasted a little bit like camembert, but it was more floral and lactic.
Ooh.
And after the initial French lockdown was lifted, they introduced this new cheese to their customers who loved it.
Of course.
They registered the name Le Confiné, which is shut in or locked up one, with the French patent office.
Whoa.
And they've been making the cheese ever since.
Nice.
Neither of these two French cheeses are a sponsor.
Nope.
Because they don't export to the United States.
Aww.
But if they were, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do.
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese,
tech, business,
cheese,
science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay.
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. Did you know that according to WPR.org, that nearly 100,000 gallons of cheese brine was spread on roads last year?
Holy cow.
Did you also know that cheese factories keep their salinity a trade secret?
Oh, really?
So a lot of cheese factories have waste products.
Okay.
And that waste is being used in trucks and spread on roads to prevent ice.
Ooh.
And because the salinity is a trade secret, the Greene County Highway Department in Wisconsin gets this cheese brine from the factory, and they have it blended to their specifications.
Wow.
They want it to be 20 to 22% salt.
Whoa.
And that way it flows through the trucks better, and it won't freeze.
That makes sense.
They have a tanker truck parked at the cheese factory.
Really?
And when it's full, it's about 6,000 gallons.
Whoa.
They then transport that to a holding tank with a 50,000-gallon capacity.
That's so cool.
On March 19th of this year, Chuck E. Cheese is releasing its first ever cookbook.
Whoa.
It's called Chuck E. Cheese and Friends Party.
Whoa.
They say it includes 10 different party ideas, from game nights to Southern hootenannies to slumber parties.
Wow.
And they include recipes for appetizers, main courses, side dishes, and snacks.
Nice.
It's time for a cheesy public service announcement. There's another recall out there. According to CBSNews.com, the CDC has issued an urgent warning.
Oh, no.
They're asking that you throw away your cheese from Raw Farm. It's a brand of raw cheddar.
Oh, boy.
It comes shredded and in blocks. This is the original flavor and cheddar with added jalapeno. FDA.gov has a list of some symptoms.
Uh-oh.
Anywhere from a few days to 9 days later, your symptoms could include severe stomach cramps,
ooh,
diarrhea, fever,
oh, no,
nausea, and or vomiting.
Ugh.
This is not to be taken lightly,
no,
because it can actually be life-threatening.
Uh-oh.
We've included links in our show notes for you to find out if you've got some of this cheese in your refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's time for my favorite segment.
This Week in Cheese.
According to 10news.com, there is a McDonald's item that has cheese in upside-down buns.
What?
Apparently, there's a picture going around the internet. It shows a McDonald's sandwich, which consists of sliced cheese between two upside-down pieces of bread.
Is it real?
And they say here it's real.
Okay.
It's called the McToast Sandwich.
Whoa.
And it's sold in McDonald's restaurants in the Ukraine.
Wow.
They claim there are other concepts just like this across Europe.
Okay.
In Malta, they've got one that features bacon and cheese.
Ooh.
And in the Czech Republic, they've got one that has mushroom and cheese.
Whoa.
And the one thing to look for is the upside-down bun.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay, What did the new cheese say to the cheese grater?
I don't know.
I'm obviously on the cutting edge.
Oh.
Get it? On the cutting edge?
That was clever.
Oh, it was super clever and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 120, Nouveau Cheese.
Thank you.
We're working hard to keep bringing this podcast to you.
Yeah, we are.
We'd love it if you could give us a listen and tell your friends.
Stay cheesy, everybody.